Shvius, Perek Vav, Mishneh Gimel. Betzalim sheyardu aleim gishamim. You have onions during Shemitah that rain has fallen on them, vitzimchu, and they have sprouted. Now, what type of onions are we talking about? This is actually a machlokas. According to the Rash and the Rav, they understand that we're dealing with onions that are actually planted that ripened in the sixth year before Shemitah, but they remained in the ground during the seventh year and had some growth. According to the Rambam, they're actually not even in the ground. They were actually plucked out of the ground, picked out of the ground on before Shemitah began, but they sat on the ground and water and rain came down on them and they had some sort of a growth. So the Mishnah says, "Vitzalim sheyard aleim gesham vitzimchu," and they sprouted. "Im hayu ha'olin shalahem shchorin." If the leaves that grow during Shemitah, whether it's sitting on the ground or planted in the ground, if they're black, now this doesn't mean really black, they're green, veering towards black. This is very dark. They're asurin, they're forbidden, because we understand that those leaves will be a growth from Shemitah. Horiku, however, if they're green, more greenish, harei elu mutar, they're permissible, because it's really just, it's not coming from the growth from the ground, it's coming from the sprouting of the onion itself. Just like if you leave an onion sitting in a drawer, it also begins to sprout. It's that type of a sprouting. It's not coming from the growth from the ground. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos Omer, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos said, "Im yecholin lehitolish ba'olin shalahen asurin." He said that if the criteria is not based on the color, but it's based on whether or not they can be plucked out of the ground with those leaves. If those leaves are very strongly attached, then they're forbidden, because that indicates that they are from the growth from the ground. Now the Mishnah concludes with a statement, "Uchneged kein motzai shvias mutarin," regarding if this growth is coming from after Shemitah, then they'd be permissible, because what grows after Shemitah, if it grows from that, if we can tell the growth is from after Shemitah, meaning to say, if it's if according to the first opinion, it's dark, it's black. When we said that happens during Shemitah, that's usser. But if it happens in Tzai Shvius, that would be mutter. According to the other opinion, if it can be plucked out through those leaves, that would be an indication this should be mutter, just like on Shemitah it was usser. Now, Mefarshim point out that this cannot be talking about an onion that grew primarily in Shemitah, and then just some growth happened after Shemitah, and that makes it permissible. We wouldn't be so lenient to say that the little growth that it has after Shemitah should be mevatel, should nullify whatever all the forbidden growth that happened on Shemitah. Rather, what they say this case in the Mishnah is speaking is about a onion that grew primarily before Shemitah, and you plucked it out, and then you planted it back in Shemitah for a little while during Shemitah, so it has a little bit of Shemitah growth in it, and then it grew more again after Shemitah. So that part that grows after Shemitah is able to be mevatel and nullify the part that was forbidden that grew during Shemitah, because it only grew a little bit during the time of Shemitah.